This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Agriculture Department has granted full regulatory approval to two companies that cultivate meat. It's meat by propagating animal cells, not from slaughter, that companies see as humane and better for the environment. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Sometime in the next few months, you'll be able to eat cell-cultivated chicken at Bar Kren, a high-end restaurant in San Francisco run by a 3-Michelin-star chef. Amy Chen is COO at Upside Foods, one of the two Bay Area companies that got the USDA seal of approval.
When consumers try something new and encounter it for the first time, we want to make sure that it's a good experience. And the best way for that to happen is to have a professional chef to prepare the dish itself.
As opposed to dad bringing home cultivated meat from the store, overcooking it, and blaming it on bad stem cells. There's also just logistical obstacles to getting cultivated meat to the supermarket. The industry has to scale up. But Bruce Friedrich at the Good Food Institute is confident the industry will get there eventually.
Well, it's exactly like renewable energy and electric vehicles. The products are going to cost more until they have the capacity to scale up.
And right now, cell-cultivated meat is a bit like the Tesla of environmentally friendly proteins. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.